In the first event of its kind in the Church's history, Pope Francis will lead a worldwide, simultaneous hour of Eucharistic adoration in St. Peter's Basilica this Sunday, beginning at 5 p.m. Rome time. Cathedrals across the world and millions of Catholics are taking up the Pope's invitation to take part in this historic event, taking place on Corpus Christi Sunday, and will synchronise their adorations to match the time in Rome. The global event is part of celebrations marking the Year of Faith, and the theme is one of unity, one Lord, one faith. In Britain, one of the many Catholic cathedrals that will be holding an hour of Eucharistic adoration is Southwark in London, which is headed by Archbishop Peter Smith, who spoke to myself, Susie Hodges, about this event.
Well, I think because it is the first time I've ever heard of it being done globally on the same day, I think it's quite significant. And I think it'd be a wonderful opportunity for the world, as it were, apart from the Church, know that Catholics do pray, especially for those in need. The two themes for the adoration are, first of all, the Church and its mission of mercy and compassion, and then, secondly, specifically for the needs of those who suffer, for example, those who are being killed in wars, the sick, the unemployed and prisoners, and I hope too there'll be quite a lot of prayer going up for the victims of child sexual abuse in the Church.
I know that you are taking part in a Eucharistic adoration at your own archdiocese in Southwark Cathedral, but do you have any idea, is it really taking place throughout the length and breadth of Britain as far as you know?
Certainly in most of the cathedrals, and we'll be having it in England and Wales at the suggested time at 4 o'clock. I'll be leading the adoration here at St. George's Cathedral in Southwark on the two main themes there. First of all, the Church and the mission of, and its mission of mercy, and then for the needs of those who suffer. It will be rather poignant here because a few days ago we had the murder of a soldier at Woolwich, which is in my diocese, not very far from the cathedral, and that has upset not only the family but the local population as well.
How enthusiastic has been the response and the feedback you've got so far to this?
It's difficult to assess what the impact is. I've asked parishes where it's possible, given their particular mass times and so on, if they can do likewise. Because it's the Feast of Corpus Christi, of course, they will be, many parishes will be having their usual processions in the afternoon, so they may incorporate this holy hour into that ceremony of processing round with the Blessed Sacrament.
But it's not just cathedrals who are responding to Pope Francis's invitation to take part in the worldwide hour of Eucharistic adoration, but also bishops' conferences, parishes, lay associations, religious congregations, and chaplains. Father Peter Wilson is the senior chaplain for the universities in London, and in an interview with myself, Susie Hodges, described his own feelings about this global initiative.
I think it's absolutely superb because it emphasises the body of Christ, and the body of Christ both in the sacrament and as a community of people. And to think that we're all throughout the world united in prayer together at the same time with our head and shepherd is quite a phenomenal and spine-tinglingly spiritual experience.
You're a chaplain for the universities of London. Have you had an enthusiastic response? Do you have any idea how many people are expected to be taking part?
Not in as such the numbers, but the enthusiasm has certainly been there because adoration is something which has rather chimed in with, I think, the spiritual sensibilities of young people. That sense of being able to come and spend time in the intimacy of the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, it's something we do regularly. Now this gives it an added dimension of thinking, well, this unity of prayer throughout the world. So we do adoration for a few hours every week. This has given it, say, wow, what a wonderful way to do it this week, with that added dimension to it of praying with the Holy Father and the Church throughout the world.